Well, obviously that's huge. You know, we're playing BC Thursday night, and I think they won like 17 in a row. So, I mean, we know we're going to be going into a war, and, you know, got a lot of respect for BC. But I don't think there's one person in that locker room that's just, you know, going to Tampa for a vacation. Everyone is going there with you know, expectations that we're going to, you know, play our best hockey and hopefully get the W.
There's something that this is where Bill Cronky should be.
Oh, there's no question about it. Obviously, this program has got a lot of tradition, a lot of history behind it, a lot of W's. And, you know, this year we feel like, you know, kind of put it back on the map. Obviously, the last 3-4 years have been a really struggle for the program. And, you know, got close at times. Obviously, our freshman year with the first half of the year played really well. And then last year playing really well at the end of the year. But, you know, just didn't get it done both times. But for this year, to win the non-cup and, you know, to go through BU and North Dakota to get to the Frozen Four, it's pretty special. And, you know, it means a lot to these guys that have been a part of it.
What kind of pressure did you guys have, especially the seniors coming into this year?
Well, we've taken a lot of heat, obviously. You know, we came here with 13 seniors, I think it was, and now it's down to 7. And a lot of those guys signed or just, you know, left because, you know, they didn't like, you know, ice time or what, you know, what's going on when they were here. And, you know, we don't want to be the one class that didn't get to the NCAAs. And, you know, it's just kind of nice this year that, you know, we've done, you know, a good amount of damage. You know, we won the McNaughton Cup. Obviously, we won our region. We're going to Tampa. And I want to have a chance to, you know, really make this year something special.
How important is just the depth that you have if you can get score from any number line?
Well, it's huge. I mean, you just look at it last week. You know, the huge thing against North Dakota, we lost to them there, and we blew that lead. You know, they didn't get really much offense from their top line, which is, you know, Chris O'Neill and those guys that have done damage throughout the, you know, their season. They got, you know, 2 goals from Lamoureux, who's a 3rd, 4th line player, and, you know, they're 3rd and 4th line really stepped up, and that was something our coach, you know, talks about. They're like, you can't rely on one line to, you know, score every night. And for, you know, a guy like Travis Bowden who has no goals, they get a goal, have an assist. You know, Matson was in a little slump there. He turned it on. I mean, the black line really played well, and you got Neagle, Cicchetti, who scored. Our 3rd and 4th lines, I mean, really stepped up, and they're a huge reason why, you know, we had a chance to go to Tampa.
Does that take pressure off the top line, too, that, you know, that everything's not on their shoulders?
Well, I think it definitely does, but in the end, you know, if you're on, you know, the top lines, you're supposed to score every night. That's your job, you know. So I think, you know, guys understand that, you know, it's nice to take a little, actually, I don't even say it's nice to have a break, but it's nice when other guys really stepped up and, you know, had the black line score 3 goals, and, you know, against North Dakota was absolutely huge for us.